This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front. The troops advanced Monday in the very areas Russia is trying to absorb. Their breakthroughs challenged Russia's effort to engage fresh troops and its threats to defend incorporated areas, including with nuclear weapons. Ukrainian forces penetrated Moscow's defenses in the strategic southern Kherson region, one of the four areas Russia is annexing. Ukraine's advances have become so apparent that even Russia's defense ministry spokesman, who usually focuses on his own military successes, admitted the gains. He cited Ukraine's superior tank units. An investigation by the AP and the PBS series Frontline documented a sophisticated Russian-run smuggling operation to steal Ukrainian grain, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The plan was to use deceit and falsified manifest to steal more than $530 million in grain.
All of the grain traders are worried right now because you might unwittingly support a Russian war by buying and selling grain.
International criminal law attorney David Crane says taking food supplies from civilians in an occupied zone is a violation of the Geneva Convention. Russia says the claim is false and baseless. Maritime risk analyst Amin Daniel says this would be hard to prove.
Please bear in mind, grain is not oil.
Tests can be done on oil to check its origin.
I suspect in grain it could be a bit more difficult. Hence, falsifying the manifest is even more important.
Satellite imagery and other data show ships carrying grain from Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine to ports in the Middle East. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. 125 people died in a crush set off by police tear gas at an Indonesian soccer match on Saturday. Now families and friends of some grieve as the bodies of victims are returned home. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Distraught family members are struggling to comprehend the sudden loss of loved ones at a soccer match in East Java's Malang City. That was watched only by hometown Arema FC fans because the organizer had banned visiting Persebaya Surabaya's supporters due to Indonesia's history of violent soccer rivalries. Police say 18 officers responsible for the firing of tear gas as well as security managers are being investigated. The crush was among the world's deadliest disasters ever at a sporting event. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials and witnesses say at least 20 people are dead and 36 others are wounded after extremist fighters targeted a local Somali government headquarters in the Kherson region. The area has been the center of a recent mobilization against extremists. The Somalia-based Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Somalia's government earlier Monday announced that it and international partners had killed a top al-Shabaab leader over the weekend. Jair Bolsonaro and Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, two very different candidates for Brazil's presidency, have started a four-week race to pursue votes ahead of a winner-take-all runoff. After getting more than 90% of the vote in Sunday's first round, leaving their competitors far behind, incumbent President Bolsonaro and ex-President Da Silva are already eyeing options that can push them over the top, whether political alliances or endorsements from candidates now eliminated. Political analysts say Bolsonaro will seek to capitalize on an unexpectedly strong showing by the right to shore up support from politicians seeking alliances, while Da Silva will reach out to moderates. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front. The troops advanced Monday in the very areas Russia is trying to absorb. Their breakthroughs challenged Russia's effort to engage fresh troops and its threats to defend incorporated areas, including with nuclear weapons. Ukrainian forces are penetrating Moscow's defenses in the strategic southern Kherson region, one of the four areas Russia's annexing. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.